There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Yo, this ain't Parents After Lunch. No, this is Parenting with the Punch. Oh, this ain't Parents After Lunch. No, this is Parenting with the Punch. Class is in session. Please be seated. Behaviors that get attention get repeated. Avoid the power struggle because it will get you heated. Listen to Amanda because she knows how to teach it. Yo, this ain't Parents After Lunch. No, this is Parenting with the Punch. Oh, this ain't Parents After Lunch. No, this is Parenting with the Punch. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to the Parenting with a Punch show. I am your host, Amanda Hool. Thank you so much for joining us today. I have a wonderful guest today, Crystal with Crazy Pieces. Crazy Pieces has been winning the hearts of viewers since 2015. They live by the phrase, life goes by so fast, don't blink, just film, which kicked off their family vlogging adventures. Parents Aaron and Crystal have three biological children and have opened their home to seven more children through adoption, making them a 12-person family unit. So exciting. So glad to have her here. Let's give her a warm welcome. Hello, Crystal.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I'm so excited to have you on the show today and talk about your crazy adventures. God bless you.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so excited too.
So yes, please tell us. So Crazy Pieces is a YouTube basically venture, correct?
Correct. Yes.
Awesome. So tell us about it.
So we basically vlog our everyday adventures. So we kind of, like you said, we have three biological children. But kind of how we got started is we first had two biological children and we were wanting to have our third. And we tried and tried. We actually ended up going through fertility treatments and got pregnant, was so excited, and ended up having a miscarriage. And it was really tough. It was a really hard time. And my husband actually came to me at that point and said, why don't we look into foster care and adoption? And I was immediately on board. I was like, yes, let's do this. So we started all the classes and, you know, started our foster care adoption journey and ended up getting pregnant in the middle of it. Mm. But we just felt led to it at that point. I know that's how it works out, right?
Yes. Usually.
So we ended up still doing foster care and adoption and ended up finding seven amazing, wonderful children that helped complete our family. And that's just kind of how we got going. And then a lot of our kids coming from the foster care system didn't have a lot of, or don't have any pictures from their past, any baby pictures. Even some of them don't have memories. So we wanted to start vlogging and documenting every memory and every special moment.
When did you decide to start vlogging? Was it at like a certain point in your journey or like a certain age that some of the, because you have all ages. What are the ages of the kids?
So our oldest is actually 25 and our youngest is 3. Yeah. And then we basically have every age in between.
Yes. Okay, very cool. Now, where are you guys located?
We are located in Arizona, and we decided to start kind of filming towards the end of our foster care journey. A lot of times with foster care, you can't put them on social media, or they have really sensitive story backgrounds. Right. So kind of once we were past all of that, and like we were doing our last adoptions, we started vlogging.
Awesome. How many years have you been doing it now?
I mean, we've been on YouTube for 4 years, but we've been like really vlogging like our everyday life for about a year and a half.
That's incredible. Incredible. So what was the, I mean, did you and your husband kind of like have a discussion on how many children you wanted to foster or?
I mean, it's kind of funny actually, because my husband originally only said he wanted 2 kids. And I wanted 4. So we were kind of like, oh, maybe we'll have 3. Maybe we will have 4. We're kind of going back and forth.
Right.
And then I guess ultimately we got 10. But I love how that worked out. Because
yeah, right.
I feel like it was kind of just meant to be. And I felt like these kids just kept falling into place. And it kind of just kept, I don't know. And my husband feels the same way. He's like, I never imagined us having 10 kids.
Right.
But the way that everything fell into place and kind of just worked out, I felt good about that. So.
Well, that's really beautiful. It really is. So how do you navigate, you know, having that many children and vlogging and sort of like being online, and especially with all the different ages? Because I know that that's a challenge.
It definitely can be a challenge. My kids absolutely love it. And it's really interesting to be able to see, they go back and watch old videos, and they're really invested in our story too, if that makes sense. It's harder sometimes with like the littler kids or like in bad moods, or you know what I mean? Different kids go through different things. There's definitely a time where I put the camera down and we don't vlog certain things, but for the most part, if I don't vlog for a couple days, my kids are like, Mom, I got an A on my report card. Are you going to vlog that? Like, they're all excited to share that and remember all of those memories.
That's really cool. Yeah. Well, I think especially, of course, you know, children today are growing up with social media being such a huge part of our lives, that it's almost probably like abnormal to not sort of, you know, be so heavily involved, because, you know, when we were growing up, it wasn't like that.
Yeah, it's such a different time for sure. And getting used to social media. I mean, there are times when we have to protect our children when it comes to social media. Mm-hmm. And I mean, as far as on my YouTube channel, like if there is any negative comments as far as about the kids or anything, I do delete them because I don't want the kids to go back and see those kind of things. But they all do have Instagrams and all of that, and they're mm-hmm. very involved in that, and they love it. It really helps them to be able to reach out to people who are having a hard time or going through things. They reach out to my kids, they reach out to me, and I love the impact that we're able to make through our social media.
Yeah, no, I think that's really an important thing, because, you know, like you said, we're on it so much, and for the kids to be able to speak with other children, you know, I've always been super conscious of that. It, you know, sometimes when I see followers come on and I'm like, wow, you know, that's like a young, you know, child. And it's just interesting to see sort of like that dynamic behind the camera and just, you know, who's out there, and you just never know who's watching. So how did you sort of like filter out, you know, with their social media accounts, and kind of like, how do you monitor that?
I mean, I do, my kids that have cell phones, my older kids, mm-hmm. They turn in all of their social devices every single night. And I do go through them. I don't think that at the ages that they are, that it should be private, or it should be,
right,
you know, not on my monitor. Mm-hmm. The other thing, I have a device, called Circle.
Yep.
And it monitors basically everything as far as what apps I allow them to have, which ones they don't. And I'm able to track their location, all of those great things. But I definitely just keep an eye out. And the other thing I do with my kids is I have a very open communication with them. I tell them, you know, there's going to be people that message you. There's going to be people that may send something inappropriate, all of those things. And as long as my kids have an open communication with me, they can come and talk about those things. And then we can work through them, or we can, you know what I mean? I can kind of explain, you know, why someone may bully or send something not appropriate, all of those things. I just keep my communication really open with my kids. And I feel like through that open communication that I can help keep them safe and explain anything. A lot of times, you know, people will bully if they've had a hard past or going through something hard. And I think if my kids understand that, they definitely feel better about situations.
Oh, seriously, thank you so much for saying that. And I mean, a few things. But first, I mean, having that open communication with your children, you know, especially because they're so much online, is so, so important. And you nailed it. The fact that, you know, those that bully others are clearly going through something and they don't really know how to communicate their hurt. So they do it by lashing out to others. And I think when we show up with more kindness and compassion and love, you know, that's where we can really make those shifts and help those that are, they're kind of in those spaces of negativity and trying to hurt others.
It's so true. And what's something really interesting about that is we had someone write some mean comments mm-hmm. and message one of my kids. Mm-hmm. And we wrote them back like, hey, what's going on? Why do you feel this way? And immediately it turned to, you know what? I'm sorry I wrote that. I've been going through a really hard time. And basically they just didn't know how to communicate that and how to. And now they've become one of our biggest supporters, one of our biggest viewers. And we're really good friends with them at this point. And it's like, it started from a negative comment, but ultimately they were just hurting and they needed someone to listen.
No, I think that's beautiful. And the fact too, when you mentioned about deleting the negative comments, I also, you know, I've gone through it, and especially, you know, being, you know, having that social presence. And when somebody writes something, like for me, I'm of course all about the positivity, especially when it comes to parenting and then being as mindful as we can and intentional and showing up. But having those negative, like it doesn't serve anyone. It doesn't serve the individual, because when we're talking about, you know, being able to communicate to somebody, you know, something that may be going on or that where you're hurting, if you can't communicate from like a loving place, then there's no point in having that negative like energy out there. And to have those comments, it just fuels more negativity. So the fact that you delete that, I'm the same way. Like I don't think it's necessary or appropriate to leave any sort of like negative commentary out there at all. I don't think it's necessary.
I totally 100% agree. And I feel like it just brings, you know, my kids down or me, and it just,
right.
I'm all about positivity and positive energy. And right. So that's what I want to promote on our channel.
No, absolutely. Again, like that is so, so huge. So with the YouTube channel now, do you sort of like talk about having that open communication with the kids and kind of like how you navigate on the social media with your children, like with your audience?
We do. I mean, we're definitely very open on our channel, and we talk a lot about communication a lot on our channel. and we show it. We don't just talk about it. I show how open I am with my kids. I show conversations, or for me, one of my biggest things is like our goodbyes and hellos. Like even if they're mm-hmm. going to school or, you know, wherever they're going is a big deal for us, because you just never know. Life is so short. And so I show that a lot on our channel of how just open we are with our kids and how much we communicate.
Awesome. The fact that I think it's such a, the more I'm seeing of the vlogging and family sort of sharing their stories, you know, through social media, and especially with yourself, you know, having children of all ages, having them sort of be a big part of it, I think is just so important for our children today, because as a society, I just feel that there's so much chaos going on, and just being able to be that light and again, positivity is just so huge.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I truly, you know, with the communication and just, I love it. I love it all. The hello and the goodbyes, you hit that right on the nail too. I mean, we just, never know when our last, you know, chance are to maybe see that person again. And I think we underestimate the fact of life being so short and just really being able to like be present and take in the moments.
Yeah, it's definitely something we try to do a lot is take in each little moment because you just don't know. And I know a lot of kids even the kids we've adopted from foster care, a lot of them got split from siblings or got split mm-hmm. from, you know, family that they were close with. And so right. I think that I've been really trying to teach my kids to just cherish every moment that they have.
Yeah. And something else that you said too, which is what I really try and foster with families that I work with as well, is have you taking their phones at the end of the night and just being in charge of that, I think is so huge, because setting those boundaries really just teaches the children to have that healthy balance with social media and with technology in general.
Yes. And I think it kind of makes them responsible too, because, well, yeah. we have several cell phone rules and social media yep. rules, but mm-hmm. Turning them in at the end of the night, the other one that we have is I don't allow my kids to delete messages, like text messages, DMs they get. Yep. I have them keep those. And I was like, if someone sends you something not appropriate, something that, you know, we wouldn't approve of in our house, I would rather them come and say, hey, the so-and-so sent me this, than to right. delete the message and act like it didn't happen. So that's one thing that we go through at night with their cell phones, and it holds them responsible and it helps foster that communication.
Right. No, I agree. It definitely makes them responsible, especially in just, yeah, taking ownership and, you know, teaching them, essentially not to lie and to have that open communication.
Yes.
Very cool. Very cool. So you now with Crazy Pieces, is there a sister-in-law that also has sort of a big family or?
So yes, my sister, actually.
Your sister. Okay.
Yeah. So she has a channel called Crazy Middles.
Oh,
so
okay. Cool.
The crazies together. And she adopted as well. And her story is really cool too. So hers, she has 22 children. So
wow.
It gets pretty crazy, but her whole goal with foster care were to put sibling sets back together.
Okay.
So, which was amazing. And so she adopted 4 at a time or 3 at a time, like all these sibling sets.
Right.
Which now she got to 22. But it's been cool because we've been able to go through the experience together. And you'll notice on my channel, she's on mine a lot. I'm on hers a lot. We do a lot together as far as cousins. And our kids feel like they can really relate and they're really close.
Cool.
Because they've experienced foster care, they've experienced adoption, and they're experiencing YouTube, you know, on our channels right. together.
That's awesome. Now, is she local to you or does she live elsewhere?
She actually lives 2 streets down from me.
Oh, look at that.
We always have to live close.
That's beautiful. So you have that connection and being so close, and especially with the cousins, the kids must absolutely love that.
Oh my gosh, they love it. And they're all best friends. And I love it. And me and my sister are best friends. So the fact that we can all be so close, and our husbands are best friends. So it's just, yeah.
That's beautiful.
A really big, happy family. Every day feels like Thanksgiving.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, again, like, God bless you. I think what you're doing is so important and such a positive message for the world that we live in today, and helping your children navigate through that open communication and fostering that responsibility and independence and taking ownership is, you know, everything that I, again, preach in the work that I do. So I know the importance of it. So I really do want to thank you for showing up and being that light.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. So I would love to just have you share, what would be your, like, number one advice that you would give to parents that are kind of navigating the social media world and technology with their children? Like, what do you think would be the most important thing for them to consider?
I mean, I think the most important thing is the communication, but also to really talk to your children, to understand, because they have such a different understanding of social media than I feel like we do sometimes, mm-hmm. because they're living in a world where they grew up in it, and they have it at school, they have it around their friends. And right. so hearing their opinions and their thoughts and their, even a lot of times when I film a video, I'll have my teenage girls watch it or the boys and be like, what do you think? You know, what kind of message is this sharing? And sometimes right. the perspective is so different than what I even thought it was. So I think definitely listening to your kids and respecting their opinion.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
Well, it was such a pleasure having you on the show today, and I look forward to watching your journey and sharing with my audience, and just keep showing up and rocking it.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me. This was so amazing, and I'm so excited to be a part of this and a part of your podcast.
Oh, thank you so much. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you.
Yo, this ain't Parents at the Lunch. No, this is Parenting with the Punch. Oh, this ain't Parents at the Lunch. No, this is Parenting with the Punch. Class is in session. Please be seated. Behaviors that get attention get repeated. Avoid the power struggle because it will get you heated. Listen to Amanda because she knows how to teach it. Yo, this ain't Parents at the Lunch. No, this is Parenting with the Punch. Oh, this ain't Parents at the Lunch. No. This is Parenting with a Punch. Yeah, yeah,
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.